Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, April 19th. Today on Forbes, TikTok mishandled the data of hundreds of top American advertisers. It's not just TikTok users and TikTok creators whose sensitive data has been mishandled by TikTok and its Beijing-based parent company, ByteDance. A Forbes investigation has found that it's TikTok advertisers, too. For years, data about TikTok's prized advertisers, which range from small mom-and-pop businesses to giant multinationals, was widely available to staff at both TikTok and ByteDance, according to internal documents, communications, videos, and screenshots obtained by Forbes, as well as multiple sources across TikTok. That left sensitive and competitive information from the likes of Amazon, Disney, and the New York Times vulnerable to being accessed or misused by its employees most anywhere, including in China, a fear now at the center of federal legislation threatening to ban TikTok in the United States. According to the documents and multiple internal sources, employees have expressed concerns about how this client information is handled internally, particularly in light of growing geopolitical tensions with China and record scrutiny from Washington over TikTok's ownership by a Chinese entity. The U.S. government has long had major qualms with TikTok's handling of American data, prompting investigations or inquiries by the FBI, Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission, and leaders of Congress. All of that has culminated in a contentious new bill, supported by the White House, that would effectively shut down TikTok in the U.S. unless ByteDance divests itself of the app. Some of the most used programs inside TikTok's advertising arm were built by ByteDance, according to the internal materials and five people who worked at the company in 2023 and 2024. As a result, some said, ByteDance workers had broad access not only to basics like advertisers' emails, but also to financial agreements and tax information, data from so-called pixels placed on advertisers' websites to glean intel on customers, delicate details on how companies are targeting those customers, and creative assets that could be valuable for their competitors. Employees flagged some of these privacy and security issues to top data protection personnel at TikTok and discussed raising them with its so-called China Security Governance Team, internal communications show. One source who worked in TikTok's advertising shop, which spans New York and Texas, for 2 years, said, quote, "If you're an advertiser advertising on this platform, your information could be accessed by global employees and distributed for other purposes. The advertiser platform was done in the Wild West and wasn't done with the same things that maybe, let's say, Meta or X have done to protect advertiser information from being shared." TikTok's advertising operation is led by former longtime Meta executive Blake Chanley, who reports to CEO Shou Chu and ByteDance chairman Lidong Zhang. Sources in TikTok's advertising division between 2021 and 2024 described it as an intensely chaotic environment where those in sales roles, underpaid and under the gun to meet ever more aggressive revenue goals set by the company, had to operate under a money-at-all-costs mentality that may have forced some to adopt questionable sales tactics. One recent sales employee told Forbes they had, at their manager's urging, used advertisers' information to push their rivals to spend more on TikTok. That included sending their clients creative assets from competitors, as well as information about what those competitors were spending and how they were targeting their ads, the source said, to push clients to match or exceed their rivals' ad spend on the platform. Imagine, as an example, using private information about McDonald's to entice Burger King to up its advertising game, and vice versa. The source told Forbes, quote, "I was doing that. Everyone was doing that. It was very unethical on my terms, but the rationale was, hey, this is sales. We need to do this. It was very much like threatening advertisers by using other information. It was very scammy." TikTok declined to answer a detailed series of questions on the record. Amazon, Disney, and the New York Times did not respond to requests for comment. For full coverage, check out Alexandra S. Levine's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.